You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's up, everyone? Today, Dave is going to give his biggest Senior Bowl takeaways. Welcome, everybody. Today is Monday, February 7th. You're listening to Fantasy Football Today in 5. I'm Ben Schrager, filling in for Adam Azer, and I'm joined by Dave Richard. What's up, Dave?
What's up, Schraggy B?
Dave, you spent all week watching Senior Bowl stuff, practices, the game. What was your biggest takeaway from the quarterback position?
The biggest takeaway overall was that this is an underwhelming group, and it's going to be indicative of the class as far as fantasy goes, offensive skill position goes. The biggest takeaway from the quarterback group is that there isn't anybody anywhere close to as good as what we've had the past couple of years at the quarterback position. There is no Trevor Lawrence. There is no Joe Burrow. There is no Justin Herbert. There is a Malik Willis, though, and there's been a lot of hype about him all week long. It's because he seems to be a little bit more of a mature prospect compared to somebody like Jalen Hurts, who wasn't quite as refined when he hit the Senior Bowl a couple of years back. But he's a dual threat quarterback. He's got a strong arm. There are some accuracy issues, but he will run for days. He's someone that's not quite as fast as Lamar Jackson, but is willing to run just as much and does have the most upside for fantasy, regardless of where he goes. We will talk fits, by the way, on the FFT and 5 show on Monday.
Yeah, sorry, can't wait to hear
show on Monday. Sorry, I said FFT and 5. FFT. It's the main show, the main show.
Yes. So he's going to run a lot. It's going to be great. Let's talk about other runners, running backs. Big winner, the running back position?
My favorite guy was Damian Pierce from Florida. He's got explosive bursts. He's got strong power, great pass protector. And I think he can be good in the passing game. Keep in mind, Ben, I haven't watched a lick of him at Florida. All I've seen from all these guys, and maybe I cheated a little bit with a couple of the players that we'll talk about. Certainly with Willis, I watched a little bit of him at Liberty, but I didn't watch any of Pierce at Florida. I want to know how good of a pass catcher he is. At worst, he should be a rotational back at the next level, but I think he could be a three-down guy, and that's the takeaway that I've got from the running back position, at least among everybody at the Senior Bowl. I don't know if there's anybody that was there that's ready to be a three-down running back from day one in the NFL. I think Pierce is probably the closest to it.
And we want Pierce to go where? Where's the ideal fit there?
You want me to save it for the main show on Monday?
Let's give a tease right now.
I'm going to name a bunch of teams on Monday, but the one that I think makes sense, and I think that this is going to be the way for every running back, is Miami. You think about how the Dolphins had to shuffle through guys, none of whom were great in passing down situations. Here's somebody who I think can do it. At least he's got the blocking. He's by far the best pass blocker I've seen so far.
Great. All right, let's talk wide receivers. I mean, Justin Jefferson was a guy who you saw Senior Bowl, you loved. Is there anybody like that in this class?
There's nobody like that that was at the Senior Bowl. There might be a receiver or two from Ohio State that can be close to what Justin Jefferson was when he came out. And remember, we loved Jefferson when he came out. We just didn't necessarily think he would be the best receiver in the class. He was definitely one of the top three guys. I like Alec Pierce from Cincinnati. He's not flashy, but he's a true technician, man, a total craftsman. Love the way he runs his routes. Loves the way he uses his arms to kind of push away defenders, swipe away at their arms when they're pressing him, and certainly push off just a little bit, not too much, to try and get open. He's tall. He's 6'3". He's got some good size to him. And he reminds me of the type of receiver that you're not going to know for their speed. But if he gets an opportunity to be a full-time player in the NFL, you will know him because he will get good volume and be a good contributor to an NFL offense. I think he's got that type of upside. There are a lot of receivers. The takeaway at the wide receiver position from the Senior Bowl is that there's a lot of imperfect players. If Pierce had top-end speed, he'd probably be up there as a first-round pick. He won't be that because he doesn't have that top-end speed, but he is a good player.
Great. Well, we'll hear comps, we'll hear fits, we'll hear everything on the full-length episode of Fantasy Football Today. But thank you guys all for listening to FFT in 5, your audio outlet for fantasy news and advice in 5 minutes or fewer. If you enjoyed the show, please leave a 5-star rating on Apple. If you're listening on Spotify, leave a 5-star rating there.
Greetings, Fantasy Warriors. I'm Heath Cummings, your guide to fantasy dominance on FFT Dynasty. Join me this offseason where mock drafts become epic showdowns and every pick shapes your legacy.
If I was Adam, with the team that he's built, Will Levis makes so much more sense.
And that's not all. We're peeling back the curtain on the future with our exclusive 2024 NFL Draft Prospect Profiles. Uncover hidden gems that'll elevate your roster to legendary status.
Puka Nacua. After Cooper Kupp, we really have no idea who's going to get the targets.
Keaton Mitchell of East Carolina. Explosive speed is ridiculous.
This isn't just a podcast. It's a playbook for champions. Subscribe to FFT Dynasty now, and together we'll conquer the fantasy football frontier. Your dynasty journey starts here.